The second aura is that in truth, if you know the rest of the story, this Gemara is really a turning point in Jewish history. So certain Gemaras, you read the Gemara, and especially Daf Yomi, you can go through it really, really quickly. It can be interesting sometimes, but it's impossible to appreciate the depth of what exactly is taking place right here. But there's certain Gemaras that are miut hakamos, but they're roif ha'echos. Quantitatively, it's a few lines in Shas. Sometimes an Amen and a Daf. But qualitatively, it was a game changer in the sense that things would no longer be the way they were. The first Gemara that comes to mind is Brachas Daf Chavches, the story with Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Mishnayos of Idias, Oisei HaTalmud, Rabbi Shimon Ma'ichoy. Another Gemara that we've spoken about is Shabbos Daf Kufches, where the Gemara talks about Rav and Shmuel during their initial encounter and how Rav Shira Goyen says that because that initial visit didn't go well, Rav and Shmuel ended up parting ways, and Rav would travel throughout Bavel and he would spread the word, Rav Ikla Tatlafish, and all the different cities that you find that Rav went and he started spreading Torah, which changed the landscape of Torah in Bavel. Michi Aser Rav LeBavel. All of a sudden, Bavel became mamish like Eretz Yisrael. It would be a game changer. This daf that we just learned, Psachim Daf Samech Vav, in addition to all the lumdis and the musr about kas and about gaiva and the pilpul that you have in this daf, but just from an understanding a little bit the rest of the story, some Jewish history, it's a very, very important daf. So just to back up for a second, the nasi was always a very important role in Yiddishkeit. The nasi was the Torah leader of the Jewish people. So he was often recognized as maybe the biggest Talmud Chacham, the second biggest, the third biggest, but he was definitely one of the Gedolei Hadar as far as learning goes. And he had a rabbinic position. His position was that he was the Nasi. Nasi has special dinim in terms of the covet that you have to give him. But the Nasi is a position and was a very, very important position that was held by a very, very esteemed rabbi. And if you go through the Mishnayos in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, so the Mishnayos list a bunch of leaders that were the Moisrei HaTorah, right? Moisrei Kibbul Torah, Mesinai, Mesarei Yeshua, Yeshua Leskenim, Leskenim Lenevim, Nevim Mesarua, Ma'anshei Knesset Agdoilo. Then the Mishnah mentioned Shimon HaTzadik, he was the last of the Anshei Knesset Agdoilo. He had a Talmud whose name was Antignus Ish Soichai. Antignus Ish Soichai had a Talmud whose name was Yoisi Ben Yoyezer. Right, who are these people? Antignus was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. Yoisi ben Yoyezer ish Treda, the Mishnah says, v'yoisi ben Yoichanan ish Yerushalayim. So one was the Nasi, the other one was the Av Bezin, which was also a very similar position, a position of rabbinic nature and someone that was a leader as far as learning goes. Yoisi ben Yoichanan ish Yerushalayim, Yeshua ben Prachya and Itayar Beli. One was the Nasi, the other one was the Av Bezin. Yehuda ben Tamai and Shimon ben Shetach, Shmaya and Naftali. These were all Nisim and Av Bezdins, respectively, and they had important positions from a pure rabbinical perspective. Now, the Nasi's job was a rabbinic job, and as a result, it didn't go over Yerusha. So, if the Nasi passed away, his son didn't necessarily become the Nasi, but rather they found someone that was worthy to be the Nasi. Because at the end of the day, you could have Yichas, but you have to answer Shailas. You have to be able to lead from a Torah perspective. And unless you had the credentials to be able to do it, the fact that you're a Ben Shal Kedoshim wasn't necessarily going to help you. And it's for that reason you find that the Nasiim weren't associated with any family, but rather the Nasiim really depended on each individual's credentials. Until Hillel came along. When Hillel came, everything changed. In fact, Hillel was the Nasi, and after him, for hundreds of years, the Nasiim were always from the family of Hillel. Hillel had a son, his name was Shimon. Shimon ben Hillel is mentioned, I think, one place in Shas, in the Sugi of the Yud Ches Dvarim, in the first parak of Masech de Shabbos. But Shimon Hillel had a son that we're more familiar with, Rabbi Gamliel. Also known as Rabbi Gamliel HaZakin, Rabbi Gamliel the Elder. Rabbi Gamliel HaZakin had a son whose name was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel HaZakin's son, was the Nasi at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. He was one of the Asara Arugei Malchus. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel had a son, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna. He was the Nasi after the Churban. He was the Nasi in Masechet Brachos Daf Chavches. Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna had a son, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He's the Tan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that's quoted throughout Shas. He was whose father? Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda, from when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi passed away in the mid-3rd century, the Nasi would remain in the family of Hillel for another 200 years. You're talking almost 500 years where the Yidden had Nasiim, and the Nasi was always from the family of Hillel. So when Hillel became Nasi, when there was the changing of the guard from the Bnei Beserit to Hillel, it wasn't like, okay, instead of the Bnei Beserit being the Nasi, now Hillel's going to be the Nasi. It was way more important than that. It was way more significant from that. The Nasius now went from just being from random person to random person, obviously people that were Roy Lekach, to now suddenly being in the family of Hillel. Now, what was so special about Hillel's family? You know what's so special about Hillel's family? Hillel was a descendant of David HaMelech. He came from Shevet Yehuda. And the Pasuk says, Le'yasa Shevet Yehuda Mechaykek Ben Raglav. And it was considered a very chashev thing for the leaders in Klal Yisrael to be from Shevet Yehuda, to be from the family of David HaMelech. Hillel, from his maternal side, not his paternal side, but from his mother's side, was a descendant of David HaMelech, which meant for the last 400-500 years that there were Nasiim in Klal Yisrael, the Nasiim were from the family of David HaMelech. So here's the question. What changed? What happened? If the Nasiim were never from the family of David HaMelech, if it never went over by Yerusha, so why suddenly now did it go over by Yerusha? There's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. It's an Erech Chaim. It's in Siman Yud Beis. He was discussing a fascinating shaila, not for today, with regards to rabbinic positions. Do they go over by Yerusha or do they not go over by Yerusha? So Tarich Tvarev, in that sugya, he mentions the fact that the Nasius went over by Yerusha because you see that once Hillel became the Nasi, it remained in his family. And he brings one Maramachim. He says, take a look in the Asorim Amoris from the Ramami Pano. This is in Maimer Chikar Adin. It's in Chelik Beis, it's Perik Yotes. And he says over there, Dvorim Niflam Adlamoy. Says the Ramami Pano. He says, I'm going to tell you what changed when Hillel's times. At the time that Hillel came to Eretz Yisrael, the time of our Gemara, Psachim Daf Samach Mavam and Aleph, there was a king in Klal Yisrael. It was from the family, and that king was from the family of Herod. Hordas was an Eved to the Chashmeina, and at some point he led a coup, and he became the Melech. And after he died, his family retained the Malchus up until Churban Bayis Sheni. The Gemara says in the first parak in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, the last 103 years of Tkufas Bayis Sheni, Hurdis' family were the kings of Klal Yisrael. Right? Bayis Sheni stood for 420 years. So the first half of that period, there were no kings. The Yidden were under the rule of the Greeks and the Persians, and they didn't really have the ability to have their own king. And then after the story of Hanukkah, the Chashmeinoim took over, and they made themselves into kings. The Rabban says they were punished for it, because the Chashmeinoim were Kehanim, which means that they were from Shevet Levi, and they violated what Yaakov Avinu said in Parshas Vayechi, La'yasu Shevet Yehuda, U'mechaykin Bein Raglav, that the kings are always supposed to be Shevet Yehuda. And the Rabban says that's why the Gemara says that the whole family of the Chashmeinoim was completely wiped out. He said, what did they deserve to be wiped out? It's because they violated this principle of La'yasu Shevet Yehuda. But the point is that the Chashmeinoim became kings, and they ruled for 103 years. That's what the Gemara says. Hordas took over, he rebelled against the Chashmeinoim, he wiped them all out, and then for the last 103 years of Bayis Sheni, his family room. And this disturbed the Chachamim tremendously. The fact that there's a Jewish king, who, in their opinion, wasn't even Jewish. He had some geiras, but it was a controversial geiras. Evet ki yimloich, the Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Basra, so many Gemaras that talk about this. But the point is that Hordas, Herod the Great, that's the way he was known in Roman culture, but in our world, he was a monster, very, very bad person. He was the Melech, and he was very, very bad to the Yidden. He didn't like the Talmidei Chachamim, and the Chachamim were very, very disturbed by it, and they felt they had to do something. So you know what they said? We're going to restore the Malchus. We're going to restore the Malchus. But they couldn't really appoint kings. Number one, politically, it was impossible to do that. And just logistically, there was no way that was going to happen. So the Chachamim said to Ramami Pano, had a night file. He said, you know what we're going to do? We have a shteller, it's called Nasi. It's called a Nasi. It's a very important position. From now on, let's find a Nasi that's going to be from Shevet Yehuda. Not only do we want to have a Nasi that's going to be from Shevet Yehuda, this Nasi is going to go over by Yerusha. You know why? Not because Nasius goes over by Yerusha. It doesn't go over by Yerusha. But Malchus goes over by Yerusha. Because David HaMelech was king, and then Shlomo became king, and then Rechavam became king. That's the way Malchus goes. Malchus goes over by Yerusha. Nasi not. Malchus, yeah. But the point is that being that we don't have Malchus, and Malchus is critical, it's something that's important. So it's for that reason, said the Ramami Pano, that's why they decided that the counter
what was going on and what they didn't like, and that is that Herod's family was ruling over the Yidden as kings. They said, we need to have our own king. But we can't. What are we going to do? A palace with a king? And a... It's not going to happen. So they say, you know what we're going to do? The Nasi will be the Melech. And this Nasius is something that's going to go over to Yerusha. The Ramami panel says, that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he had an audience with the Roman emperor, the Gemara and the Sugya Kamsa Bar Kamsa, he said, three things. Three wishes I'll grant to you. Right, so what did he say? He didn't ask him for the Beis HaMikdash. He said, Tein li Yavne v'chachamel. He said, Heal Rab Tzadik. And he said, I want the family of Rabbi Gamliel to be saved. Why do you need the family of Rabbi Gamliel? So there should be Nesiyim. You need a Nasi Dafka for Rabbi Gamliel's Mishpacha. So said the Ramami Pano, yeah. Because the Nesiyos of Rabbi Gamliel didn't just represent Nesiyos. It represented Malchus, that we're still ruling. We have our own little thing going on. They don't know, the Velt doesn't know. But we know, this is our own little secret. And we know the fact that we have our own Malachim. And the Malchus was from Shevi Yehuda. And there was already a Messiah on this Malchus. It traced itself back to Hillel HaZaken. And this was something that the Chachamim felt was very important. And therefore, there was something that they wanted to retain. It says, Ramami Pano, I'll prove to you that I'm right. He says, because it's two Gemaras. He mentions one. But we'll mention two Gemaras, he says, that are impossible to understand unless you accept what I just said. One is the Gemara Masechtas Hoirius, Daf Yud Aleph on the base. The Gemara over there is discussing if somebody doesn't have Aveira, B'shoigig, that had he done B'mezid, he would have been Chayef Misa, so the halach bin chayiv karis. So the halach is that he has to bring a carbon chatas. What if the nasi does that? What if a nasi doesn't have everything? So he also brings a carbon chatas. However, the pasuk says his chatas is a little bit different. A chatas is usually supposed to be in a keva. The chatas of the nasi is supposed to be a zachar. The nasi's carbon chatas is a different chatas. Says the Gemara. Boyu minei Rebbe. It's three lines from the top of Masechtas Hoiris Daf Yud Aleph on the base. So Rebbe asked Rebbe Chiya, "Could go in Nani, somebody like me, Mao Bisoy." It's Rebbe Yehuda Nasi talking. Somebody like myself, if I would do an Aver B'Shoy. Now Rebbe Yehuda Nasi lived after the Churban. He lived at a time that there was no Karmen Chatas, anyways. But he said, "Somebody like myself, had I lived at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and I would have done an Aver B'Shoy gig, and I had to bring a Chatas Shmeina. So what kind of?" Chatas, what I have brought. Would I have brought the zachar in a keva? Would I have brought the animal that a regular person brings or the one that the nasi is supposed to bring? Amalei, he told him, you would have to bring the regular one. Why? Because even though you're the nasi, but there was another nasi in Bavel, I mean that you're not the only one, so you're not included in this halach. Frank the Ramami Pano, this Gemara is Sisrei Torah. You know why? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a Nasi. That's true. And it says in the Torah, Vashe Nasi Yechta, that he has to bring a special carbon. You know what Nasi means in the Torah? It doesn't mean a Nasi like the president. It doesn't mean the CEO. When it says Nasi in the Torah, it means a Melech. Someone that's a Melech. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wasn't a Melech. So if he wasn't a Melech, Freit Ramami Pano, what was the Havamina Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? He asked Rabbi Chiya, his Talmud, he said, tell me, would I have brought a Sire? Would I have brought the Seira? Which carbon would I have been obligated? Of course he would have brought the Seira. He's not the Nasi. What do you mean? He's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's his name. Yeah, that's just a title. But that's not the Nasi of the Torah. The Nasi of the Torah is a Melech. It's a very hard Gemara to understand. Says the Ramami Pano, you know what the Pshat is? It's because the Melech in the times of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the Nasi. It was one person. The Nesius represented two Ksarim. It was the Kesa Torah and it was the Kesa Malchus. I mean that it was the Kesa Malchus as well. And this was all included in the Cheshbon of it going over the Yerusha, going over from generation to generation. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had a Havamin. That maybe what I'm supposed to do is maybe I'm such a Melech. That was his Shiloh. How vite of a Melech am I? Am I a Melech mamish on the level that if I would have done an Aver B'Shoigig and I would bring the Chatas of a Nasi? Or no, it's just symbolic that I'm representing Kesa Malchus as well. But really, I'm not a Melech. Another Gemara that he brings is, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Dafir Aleph Amid Aleph, Sorfin Ala Melechin. You're allowed to burn all the possessions of a king after he dies. Ve'en by Mishum Darkei Amari. It's a Chiddush. Because this was a custom. It was a pagan custom. So as a result, you would have thought that it's not a good thing. Kamash mu'an you're allowed. Shenemar, and it's learned out from a pasuk. Says the Brayso, so k'shem shesorfin ala melachim, kach sorfin ala nesiim. You're allowed to do it not just for the melachim, you're allowed to do it for the nesiim as well. U'mahim sorfin ala melachim, what did they burn? Mitos on their beds, u'klit hashmishon, and all their different things that they use. Says the Brayso, ma'isa, there was a story, shemesh Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken died. V'soraf olav unkelis hager shivim monotzuri. And unkelis hager, of unkelis fame, shnayim mikivach hatargum, he went and he burnt all his things. Said the Ramami Pano, it's a pella. This halach of sarfin ala malachin is learned out from a pasuk. A pasuk in Yirmiyo. The shalim tamus u b'misrifais avisecha ha-malachim ha-rishayinim ha-shayuf alach ken yisrifu kolah. It's learned out from a pasuk that you're allowed to burn the thing of the kings. What does that have to do with a nasi? Ma'isab Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken?
What does it have to do with the Nasi? Said Ramami Pano Behene Nadvarim. Because the Nasi had a din of a melech. And being that he had a din of a melech, so any halacha that's true for a melech would be true for the Nasi as well. And said Ramami Pano, where do you find this idea starting to emerge? Where do you find that a Nasi cleared a shiloh? Kagoinani, what I have had, I brought this up. Rabbi Yudan Nasi was the one that cleared the shiloh in Hoiris Daf Yud Aleph. And Uncle Sager, when he burnt the Kalim of the Nasi, who was the Nasi? It was Rabbi Gamliel Azokin and Avay the Zara Daf Yud Aleph. It's not a coincidence, because it was only from Hillel and on, said the Ramami Pano, that this was true. Pre-Hillel, the Bnei B'Seir didn't have a din of a melech. It was from Hillel moving forward. And that's why you find Rabbi Gamliel Azokin and Avay the Zara Daf Yud Aleph. And he says, that's why you find in Masechtas Hayrius that it was Rabbi Yudan Nasi in Daf Yud Aleph over there. And he says, one other interesting thing does the Ramami Pano. He says, could be, that's why you find that from Rabbi Gamliel forward, there were certain Tanoim that had the name Rabbon. So we know that all the Tanoim in Shas are presented in three ways. There are some, most Tanoim I mentioned as Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Blas ben Azariah, etc., etc. Then you have Tanoim that I mentioned Rabbon, Rabbon Gamliel Hazakin, Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel. And it says, then you have Tanoim that weren't mentioned with any name at all. Hillel, Shammai, Shmaya, Avtalion, the Nevi'im. So we've mentioned many times that the Rambam says in his Akhtomah to Pirush HaMishnayos, what's the reason? See, he says that the Tanoim that were on the lowest Madrega, they were called Rabbi. Rabbi, Rebbe. The ones that were on a higher Madrega, they were called Rabban. He said the ones that were on the highest Madrega had no title at all. He says, why not? He said, because they were so great that any title that you would have given them would have diminished. It would have taken away from their greatness. It's impossible to capture who they are. So any title that you're going to give them is going to take away. And the Rambam says, Kamaya Nevi'ah. He says, just like the Nevi'im that you find, that it was Yirmiyahu and Yeshaya and Nachum and Amos, right? You would think it's Reb Yeshaya to us and Reb Yirmiyahu to us. Yirmiyahu, right? We're talking about Yirmiyahu. We're on first name basis. Says the Rambam, no, it was always that way, because the ones that won the highest Madrega, they had no title, because any title that you would have given them would have taken away. I once thought that the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, we mentioned this in the past, that Hillel Azokin had 80 Talmidim, Shmaina Talmidim, it's all coming together, had 80 Talmidim. The 30 of the greatest ones were Ruyim, Shatishra, Leim, Shechina, the Shleishim, the Gadol Shevakulon was Yoinus and Menazil. Kan Shevakulon was Rabban Yoichanan and Zakkai. It's Gevaldik. The Gadol Shevakulon, Yoinus and Menazil had no title. The Katan Shevakulon, that was Rabban Yoichanan and Zakkai. He had a title already. It's beautiful, like the Rambam. Because if you're great, you have no title. So Yoinus and Menazil was the greatest, he didn't have a title. Rabbi Yoichanan and Zakkai was on a lesser Madrega, he did have a title. But this is a Metzia Nifla, I believe. Says the Ramami Pano, he says, till the times of the family of Hillel, being the Nasiyan, no Tanam had titles. They didn't have titles. You know when they started getting titles? It was Dafka Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Suddenly you start finding titles. He says, you know why? Because they had to make sure. They had to make sure that Yidden got the message that these are not just Tanoim anymore. They're not just Nasiim. They're kings. And a melech is so tosim alech a melech. But I've read them with COVID. And to a melech it's different. You want to talk a certain way to Shammai? That's fine. That's the way it was. That was always the Messiah. Maybe like the Rambam says, they were so great, they had no titles. But why did it suddenly shift? Why was it suddenly Rabban? Because it was so important that they didn't get the message. And we have to knock it into the subconscious that these are kings. Mitamos, there's a title. This is a quiet title. Again, it's our own little secret. That they're going to act as kings. And you know how we're going to know that? They're going to be known as Rabban. And that's why you don't find any Rabbans. So I was thinking, the Gemara is also beautiful. Gadol Shebekulon was Yonis and Menazil. Who's Katan Shebekulon? Rabban Yoichanan ben Zakkai. Because Rabbi Yoichanan ben Zakkai was the Nasi. He was an interim Nasi. He didn't come from the family of Hillel. But during the Churban, after Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was killed, until Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne, so they needed an interim leader. And that interim leader was Rabban Yoichanan ben Zakkai. So it's Mod Batim, he was the Nasi. So if he was the Nasi, maybe that's why he was called Rabban. But either way, just to be Messiah. The Gemara says in Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amir Aleph. So we mentioned Hayriyas Daf Yud Aleph. That's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Kigoy Nani, which Chatos, what I have brought. We mentioned Avoy Dezara Daf Yud Aleph. That's the story with Uncle Sager, where he went and he burnt many of the Kalim of Rabbi Gamliel Aznokin after he passed away. This is Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Tanu Rabbanim, Shemesu Nevi'im Achroinim. When the Nevi'im Achroinim passed away, Chagis Charim Malachi, they were the last three kings, Nistal Ruach HaKodesh Mishra. There was no more Ruach HaKodesh in Klal Yisrael. But they still used the Baskel. Pam Achas, Once upon a time, they were sitting in an attic in Yericho, coming full circle. The Nasna lay in Basco in Hashemayim, and a Basco emanated from the heavens and said the following: Yesh kan echad, there's one person, Sheroi Shetisha Olaf Shechina Kamay Shabbeinu. He's so gevald that he's worthy of Ashrois Ashchina on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Elosh ein dayr zakei lekach. But the generations aren't worthy of it. And because the generations aren't worthy of it, so he's not going to get it. Nasu Chom and Zeneb, all of a sudden everybody started awkwardly looking at Hillel HaZaken. Because they understood that this is Hillel. He's the one that's Rosh HaTishchol of Shechina Kamoshe Rabbeinu. When Hillel HaZaken passed away, Amrav, they said on him, Hai Chosid, Hai Anuf, Talmidei Shal Ezra. Hai Chosid, Hai Anuf, he was from the Talmidim of Ezra. So I was thinking, just to put a ribbon on this Raid Bite, temporarily, just to put a little plug in it so we can go weiter, at least for the day. And that is that the Gemara says in Masech Tesan Hedjim Taf Chafal of Amin Beis, that Ru'uya Hoyse, Ro'i Hoya Ezra Shetinas and Torah Yodeh. Rabbi Yossi said this, that Ezra was so great that the Torah was really right to be given by him. We're not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu chapped, says the Gemara, even though the Torah wasn't given through Ezra, but the Torah was nishtana through Ezra. Ezra was so great, he was mamish like Moshe. He could have given the Torah, just like Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah. Says the Gemara, even though he didn't give it, it was nishtana. What was nishtana? Up until Ezra, the Torah was b'ksav ivri, and Ezra changed the tzura of the oises, he changed the physical alphabet, and it went from being ksav ivri to suddenly being ksav ashuras. Hillel was as great, says the Gemara, as Moshe Rabbeinu. Literally. Roish HaTishra Olav Shechina K'Moshe Rabbeinu. But he just lived in a different generation. Right? Wrong place at the wrong time. It was the wrong dar. Had he lived in the Midbar at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, he could have been the Mekabel Torah. They said about Hillel, U'kishameis Amru Olav Haychosid Hayonav Talmidei Shal Ezra. Moshe, Ezra, Hillel. Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Ezra, the Gemara says, we know about Ezra. I mean, if you learn Nach, we know about Ezra. And Ezra played a very, very important role. The whole Bayis Sheni was established by Ezra. Ezra made another bris. And Ruya Hoysa Torah Shatinas and Torah Yodav Afapish Lay Nitna Yodav Banishtan Al Yodav. Hillel has a very similar legacy. Hillel was maybe Roy Shatishol of Shechina Kemoish Rabbeinu. And he's mit Talmid of Shal Ezra. The Afapish Lay Nitna Torah Yodav. On some level, it was Nishtana Torah Yodai. From Hillel's time forward, all the Talmidim, all the Chachamim would be known as the Talmidim of Hillel, base Hillel, and in terms of the Nesius, the way it would play itself out moving forward, everything changed from Hillel's times. Up until Hillel, it was sporadic. There was a Nasi. But from Hillel forward, the Nesius wasn't just the Nesius. The Nesius represented Malchus. Either way, we learn a Gemara of Sochem Daf Samech Vav, where the Gemara says the B'nai B'Seira, they were the ones that were ruling. One of the three, the Marashah says, I don't know which, but one of the three was the Nasi, and all of a sudden they forgot a Halacha because they forgot to be Ma'abed HaChodesh, like Rav Reuven Margolis says in his Sefer, and like the Chassam Sofer says already, and that they weren't, they didn't take care of the Chodesh to manipulate the year, to make sure that Yudal Nisan wouldn't fall out of Shabbos. All of a sudden there was a Shaila, there was one Yid from Bavel who knew, his name was Hillel HaBavli. Hillel became the Nasi, and when Hillel became the Nasi, it would change the landscape of the way Yiddishkeit looked till the Churban and beyond the Churban for hundreds and hundreds of years. Bezrat Hashem will do a part 2.